strangler says death, I know just about what would happen. I mean, I know about how they'd acted. Well, I knew a girl that died with diphtheria. She should have been about my age now.
But she died of diphtheria? Well, what did they call that disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
Well, that's yellow smallpox, I guess. That must be a yellow.
How about yellow jaundice?
Well, a yellow jaundice would make you turn yellow.
Remember that disease called yellow?
Yeah, I remember the yellow jaundice that they had, and then they changed it from that to something else.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it is, some people might have called it was something from the smallpox. It was the yellow jaundice was really a small part of the old time smallpox.
Caused from the liver or a kidney? I don't know, the
kidney, I think. Well, it might have been from the kidney. I don't know.
Now, if a person ate something that didn't agree with them and they couldn't keep it down, they'd say they're going to have to go.
They're going to have to go vomit. They say they go vomit. Or the old times, you want to puke.
Yeah, that's all
that's
what
that's all of a sort of a slang word showing up.
Uh-huh.
But that's what a lot of times they say. But
uh-huh.
Just go ahead and get rid of it, or go ahead if you didn't want to say that. He's going to vomit or puke one. You say, well, go ahead and get rid of it and vomit. And most times you would feel better if it would come up.
Now, if a person had stomach trouble and they wanted another person to know where their problem was, they'd say they were sick.
And their stomach ache. Now, they call it belly now.
Uh-huh. But would they say sick at their stomach? How
sick at their stomach, yeah. They'd say you're sick at your stomach or are you... That old doctor would wait on my wife. Said, he'd say, you got to... Your belly hurt? He did plain belly. It was plain belly to him all the time.
Oh.
But I never did hear a doctor say things, you know, just plain. Well, belly to belly, but still I never did hear an expression like that.
Mm-hmm.
They call it stomach ache or stomach trouble or something else, but he just called it pure D.O. belly. He'd punch around on our stomach, you know, and he'd say, well, your belly hurts or your belly this or your belly hurt on this side or your belly hurt on that side, you know.
Back in the earlier days when you were a young man, and if you were, let's say you were going out with Aileen a whole lot, and everybody thought after you went from her sister to her, and you were just, you know, not dating any, not seeing anybody else but her, what would they usually say? Would they say you and Aileen were?
Well, going steady. Yeah, that's what they'd say. They'd say you're going steady, and they would be expecting you to get married like I know someone else.
I don't know what you're talking about. My goodness.
Well, that's all right. I know, too.
Did they ever say that people were courting? Did they use that?
Oh, word? Yeah, they had people to court. That was more of saying so-and-so is courting. Yeah, so-and-so is courting. Of course, and so-and-so walked so-and-so home all night. A lot of people used to walk. They didn't mind walking. It was taking them longer to get home when they walked.
so they didn't mind walking for that reason. Now, a case like that where a couple was going steady, now they'd say that he is her...
fiance, but then they'd call it a fella. It may be called fellers then, but now they call it fiance or something like that.
Now, what would they call her? They'd say she's his...
Well, she's his girlfriend, or else he'd be his... What do you want to call that, Lily? She got mad one day, and she ran off, and I found her on the hill mad, and I finally got her in good humor. But she was my girlfriend then, and later on she was my wife. Is my fun seat. But anyway, everybody thought we was going to get married, and we did.
Uh-huh.
Now that thing is crazy as I am.
It is.